Recalibration, a Jupiter Ascending fanfic by Cloud Lake. Chapter 9. Pack. Ivory Room. Jupiter is almost recovered.
That sounds so dark.
Jupiter fusses at the pack name Kane just suggested.
What was wrong with the Jones-Weiss pack?
There's nothing threatening about it. What about the Jaeger Sigma Black Ops?
Why does it have to sound threatening? And who wants a name with BO in the acronym?
She counters. You can't name a military unit something like the Pink Fluffy Unicorns. They won't be taken seriously. Come on, Jupiter.
Fine, then it's the Pink Fluffy Jaeger Sigmas.
She sticks out her lip in a pout. Kane gives her the pleading puppy eyes he knows melts her every time, pointing to his expression. Sometimes I think you just disagree, so I'll give you this look. She pinches his cheek. I can neither confirm nor deny that accusation. But if I agree to keep disagreeing, would you keep looking at me that way?
Come here, you.
He wrestles her down to him onto his lap and then nips her nose playfully as he explains. This is a big change for the pack. They need a name they can be proud of after we retrieve them. When she starts playing with his hair and kissing his newly tattooed Alpha's mark, he has trouble remembering what the conversation was about. Whatever it was couldn't be as important as the here and now.
I've got it!
Her exclamation totally derails him.
Got what?
The headiness of her attention made his thoughts fuzzy.
Jaeger Corps, the Shepherds. It says more of what they'll be.
Woman, how do you do that? The exasperation is evident in his voice.
How do I come up with good names? Well,
her Cheshire grin is obnoxiously triumphant. A feral growl substitutes for words until he can find the right ones. How do you switch from being so into the moment with me back to whatever it was?
You weren't thinking any more about names, even though you just told me how important it was for the pack.
She leans back to see his face clearly, just to be sure he's serious. You said I needed to be fully at your whim. That is exactly what I was doing. He plays with her lip and pulls her back. I think I like it, though.
Being at my whim,
she teases as she runs a finger down his nose. The name.
Gads, Kane.
Her annoyance makes him smirk with contentment. They're even now. Shoving him and pinning his elbows back on the settee, she continues her mock tirade.
And you think I'm difficult?
Being at your majesty's whim is good.
Oh, now you're using the Your Majesty card. You think that gets you a pass, Buster?
And he lets her title drip like honey.
Your Majesty?
And as predicted, it earned him a kiss of pardon. Pralt Auction House, Drastu System. Kane leads Jupiter and Vela through the maze as quickly as he can. The pack is probably feeling rabid by now at the thought of being sold and left until last to be claimed. He hated to put him through it. But knowing Jupiter's tender heart, she wouldn't have handled seeing so many lives up for auction well at all. She would have tried to free every last one. As it is, the extremely unconventional pack is growing by leaps and bounds. 5 Sargorn lizards joined yesterday. The day before, 2 Strigicanthrope owl men. Midweek, it was 3 human teens with a Falcothrope embryo they wanted to save. Kane wonders to himself how soon the pack is going to have before filling Julie's palace. A wicked stench fills the trio's nostrils as they make their way around corners and cages. The thought of the vast number of sentient beings that were held here makes Jupiter ill. Upon sighting the pack's holding cell, Vela hangs back. She wants Jupiter and Kane as the new alphas to meet the group before showing herself. It will strengthen their position in the pack's eyes. Assuming Jupiter doesn't come across too soft. Vela crosses her fingers and lifts her eyes to the ceiling to appease any deity that might listen. Jupiter chose to wear conservative clothing that would show off her gold-tattooed bite mark with Kane's initials. Seeing how the pack was treated, she's glad she listened to Kane instead of her tailor. Kane takes her elbow before they round the last corner.
Remember what I told you. No insecurities right now. They're going to feel feral. And scared. Very dangerous. Confidence, or we lose them.
A moment of panic crosses her face, and he caresses her cheek,
You can do this, Your Majesty.
What is it about you saying those two little words that makes me feel like I could do just about anything?
She gives him a quick peck and takes a deep breath and straightens her posture before striding out, like she owns half the verse. Cain is to act quick, or he'll look like he's an eager pup following her. When they come in sight of the pack, the booing and catcalling starts.
Hoity-toity, spend a fortune only to forget us.
Heard a prissy little royal bought us. You must be the henchman for her. We won't be bowing to some pathetic entitled.
There's only two of them, and only one's seen military service. They won't last long. We can make a break for it.
I get the pretty one.
The filthy condition and gaunt faces shock Jupiter, but she sees their fierce pride. She tries on Cain's trademark steely glare before starting.
Your auction price has been paid in full. As to whom you will serve, that will be seen. I can put you right back on the auction block if it pleases me.
She turns for them to get a gander at her tattoo.
What I've come to find out is if this ragtag bunch I see before me is actually the pack that pulled off that heist last year. I'm going to need the best of the best, and I'm not sure you're it.
A bulky, black-haired lycantent, more furry than Cain, pushes the others out of the way.
I'm Chimera, beta for the pack. Who are you, human?
Cain crosses the distance just outside of Chimera's reach.
She is Her Majesty Jupiter Jones of Earth. Because of her bravery and her sacrifice, I, as her mate, am here today. Upon capture, your alpha told us of your plight. That incident sparked some serious growth for our pack, not even counting your pathetic lot.
Phyla's name and it can't be are exchanged quietly before Chimera quiets them.
If what you say is true, our alpha is dead. And you two just traipse in here and think we'll happily follow you out of here? You've got another thing coming, cubs. Go back to your mamas.
One of the females comes to the bars and thrusts out a lycantent pup towards Jupiter.
If Chimera won't be reasonable, take her, please!
Warily, Jupiter takes the crying child and ducks out of Chimera's reach as he lunges for her to try to keep his pack together.
Frail, you traitor! What have you done? He rages.
I gave my pup a chance! She's the only survivor of her litter!
Jupiter addresses the female.
Frail? She's beautiful. What is her name?
Frail sobs. Kata, take care of my girl, Your Majesty. Seeing Chimera raise his hand, Cain draws his pistol lightning fast and commands.
Stop right there, Chimera. Lay a hand on her and you're dead. This is pack business, whelp.
And Her Majesty and I are in charge of the Flying Wolves now. We thought you'd become part of the Jaeger Corps, but you're seriously making us reconsider. If you lay a hand on Frail, I'll put you down myself.
Cain levels the weapon at Chimera's chest. Little Kata can sense the tension and cries louder. Turning the baby from the scene, Jupiter kisses her head and watches Chimera raise his hands and back down.
Chimera, if it's worth anything to you, Vela is alive.
Jupiter tries to switch his mental gears.
She'd never allow us to be sold off.
What if it was the only way she could save you? Her bounty attempt failed, and she was brought before me for judgment. Expecting death, she made a plea for her pack.
You lie. She'd be here if she was alive.
Chimera starts working up his temper again.
You blasted idiot, Chimera! Your temper is why I never took you as my mate.
Phyla's reprimand booms from around the corner.
Her Majesty is telling the truth. She was exhausted from the excruciating process of donating her DNA to save her mate. But she chose to face a lynch mob crowd against her mate's advice, in order to bring peace. I really did expect execution there as the royals in the crowd demanded justice for the attack I made on her. But she chose mercy after hearing why I did it.
Phyla points to the red beta tattoo.
I will follow her whether you wretched excuses choose to or not.
Hanging his head in shame, Chimera offers no retort in the stunned silence.
Will you or will you not join our beta to become members of the Jaeger Corps? Cain asks with finality.
Chimera mentally tallies the nods to him before answering for the group.
We will.
Cain hands the flask to Jupiter.
Your Majesty's constitution is still a bit delicate. Rinse your mouth out after each time.
Dubiously, she takes it.
But, Cain, can't we give them the choice of a shower and meal first? That's what I'd want in their place.
Chimera tries to hold back a laugh. You're a real puss, Your Majesty.
Lowering her chin to level her glare, she hands Kata off before calling him out.
Chimera, approach to receive your Alpha's mark before I assign you Vela's punishment task. She hasn't had time to finish it yet.
Vela goads him. Go ahead and stand there, you oaf. I'm tired of cleaning toilets.
You made her do what?
Nothing I haven't done myself time and time again. For being slow, the chore is yours. Now get your butt over here. You'll have to kneel for me to reach.
Jupiter points to the ground, and Vela lets out a triumphant yip.
When he's done as he's told, and even leaned forward to make it easier for her, she gives him a good solid nip. Not as much as she did for Kane. Then rinsing her mouth and spitting crudely, she slaps him on the arm and says, Welcome to the pack. At least you don't taste as bad as the Sargorns, no matter what you smell like. Now out of the way for the others.
Chimera joins Vela with a submissive posture and sad eyes and asks her, Why didn't you tell me? Thought I wasn't being hard enough on the pack. Every time you looked at me with disapproval.
I wasn't sure how you'd take it, she shrugs. Absorbing the info, he observes quietly as the others are initiated into the pack. What did Kane do to deserve such a hard bite?
Can't you see how proud he is of that mark with all the designs around each tooth indent? As you get to know them, you'll understand. She didn't ever want him to question that he's hers. Evidently, she had to work very hard to get it through his thick head.
Vela rips him hard to make her point.
Kane and Jupiter make quick work of the pack initiation. When it's Kata's turn, Frail takes her right up to Jupiter with no reservation. Kane steps away from his line of initiates and intercedes when he sees the concern on his mate's face. Deftly pinching a nerve in the little one's neck, he explains, She won't feel a thing. Despite the wooziness, Jupiter gives the tiniest of nips, and Vela reaches over with a topical pain reliever before Kane lets go. Frail looks with pride and awaits her turn. Jupiter's thankful Frail's the last one. She almost didn't make it through marking the baby. As she rinses for the last time and Kane wipes his mouth on his sleeve, he pulls her to him and cradles her head in the crook of his neck.
Your Majesty looks a little peaked.
She just nods into his shoulder. The tension, stench, and the horror of the facility took their toll on her.
This might make it easier, he murmurs before sweeping her up like he did in the skyscraper in Chicago.
Nuzzling her forehead, he offers her comfort.
You were a real trooper. The worst is over.
Kane turns his head and barks.
Jaeger Corps, fall in! Her Majesty and I have business in another galaxy. Vela, double-time them to the ship. The pack needs food and showers.
Sidling comfortably into his arms, she shares an observation.
I do believe your swagger has officially returned.